USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, says he'll follow the science if he wins the White House.
I'm more hopeful than ever in the power of science to get us there. One thing is certain, we can't allow politics to interfere with the vaccine in any way.
As the debate in Washington, D.C. continues over a new coronavirus relief package, President Trump believes we need to go big.
I like the larger amount. I've said that. You know, some of the Republicans disagree, but I think I can convince them to go along with that because I like the larger number. I want to see people get money. I want to see it wasn't their fault that this happened. It was China's fault.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying her Democratic caucus is committed to staying in Washington until they reach an agreement with Republicans on additional coronavirus relief. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is condemning anti-police protests after the shooting of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies this past weekend.
To the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room, yelling, "We hope they die." Truly despicable behavior.
The two L.A. County deputies are expected to survive after sustaining extensive injuries. Still no word from Los Angeles Laker and Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James regarding L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva's challenge that he match the reward money for the gunman who ambushed the two deputies. Nearly two dozen people are hurt after two cranes collided in Austin, Texas. At least 16 people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at a construction site where the first responder said the crane wires became entangled. And retail sales rose 0.6% last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Kenosha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Charles Lepeg says the damage from the rioting and looting over the police shooting of Jacob Blake has now topped $11 million in Kenosha. A company called Property Claim Insurances has tracked insurance claims since the rioting and looting took place, and what they're saying is the damage that occurred will at least be $1 billion to $2 billion in paid insurance claims. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying peaceful protesting is fine, but the violence and looting has to stop.
A lot of these small businesses that were looted and destroyed or had to close because the streets were unsafe, a lot of them were owned by the very minorities that these rioters allegedly were out there in favor of. And look, it's really important to point the difference that if somebody wants to go out and hold up a sign and scream and be loud because they are against something that's happening in our country, whether you agree with them or not, that's their constitutional right. What you don't have a right to do is set fires and attack police stations and kill people in the streets and then burn down buildings and loot businesses. And that's what's happened here.
The Big Ten restored its 2020 football season, a surprising reversal in its response to the coronavirus that reflects some pressure to push forward with college sports as the pandemic continues to hit campuses across the country. The season will start on the 23rd and 24th of October, which will allow teams to play an 8-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.